Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I know that we talked about in the first hour, you know, the word of wisdom. So you want to make sure, you know, get that word of wisdom. If you didn't get it, you can get it in the highlights there. But Pat, I don't know if you heard about it. Did you hear about this bus driver? Well, she wasn't a bus driver. She was actually a monitor on a bus driver. So you have a bus driver, school bus driver, and then you have a monitor. Her name is Karen Klein, and she's 68 years old and just has a really sweet heart. You can tell, you know, she's being interviewed. But on this bus, it looks like the kids are probably around, I don't know, 14 years old, you know, 13, something like that. And they just start attacking her verbally, just assaulting her, calling her names, and just to the, you know, she just begins to weep. You know, she's crying. She puts on her glasses. And she says, you know, she's just being nice to these kids, you know. And it's, you know, I don't have it on the blog, but we can get it up on the blog there. It's just terrible things. Then they posted it on their Facebooks, the kids did, because they were videoing this while they were doing it. And it's just, we have to understand, you know, that if we don't get back to God's way of doing things, that it'll just be this is a rebellious nation. This is what God's word says. A rebellious nation, it says that women and children rule over it. That's what it says. And and so understand that you know, it requires two things, you know, in regards to parenting and all that, that of course the parents have to parent and the children have to obey their parents, that they have a long life and be blessed. But if the parents don't parent, there's no hope for the child. Right. It doesn't mean that your children are going to listen to you, but if there's nothing to listen to, it's guaranteed it's not going to work out for them. You know, but he says, train your children in the way they should go. And when they go old, they won't depart from it. So you just don't know how old is sometimes, but you can trust God in that. But her name is Karen Klein, and she's 68 years old. You need to pray for her, just pray that God would just, you know, bless her. You can search for her and find out, you know, what actually happened there. But the video is so bad, you know, what they did. And that's why we're hesitating whether to post it on the VFN TV blog or not. But also, I mean, she just had this heart, Pat, because they said, why, you know, are you going to go back to work? Because it's the last day of school. Right. And she says, yes, I'm planning on going back. And they said, well, why would you go back? She said, because all children are not like that. Isn't that beautiful? That's so beautiful, you know. And also, you know, they said, well, do you want these children to, what do you want these children to do about making it right or whatever? She said, well, they could just write me a letter, you know, and apologize, you know, for, I mean, she's just so sweet. You know, she still had hope for those. And, you know, she talks about, you know, love and all this thing. I'm thinking, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to be able, in the midst of great conflict and things going on, that we still have to love. We can't leave love. And he says, in the last days, as a sign, the love of the body will grow cold. And we want to make sure, you know, the biggest, what's God going to ask us? He's going to ask us, did you love?
Right.
Did you love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's moments when that's so easy, and there's moments when it's so difficult that you have to remember how to do it, right?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
But those are probably the most precious moments, when it was so hard and it was so difficult that you thought you could not muster up a love. And it's so cool when it's natural, you know. But when you have to do it when you've been, you know, tortured or ridiculed or lied on or twisted or, you know, all these different things that happen, you know, that it's just really difficult. Those are important times to love them. We have to learn to love, you know. And I think about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, with all the things and the hate and the things that were happening towards him, you know, he told everybody, he said, listen, he says, this will only be won in love. I mean, he just the principles of God, a man of character, you know, and he stood in the face of great danger. He stood in the people who were ridiculing him, you know, and other people that were with him, you know, African-Americans that were with him. And they just loved. They got locked up. They had dogs were brought out, like the canine dog units type things. The people would just sneer and do different things, and he loved. And we need that. We got to today. The church today has to have that same Christ-like anointing on us, like Dr. King did, so that we can just stand faithfully, arm in arm, and just love, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's the greatest weapon of all, because it just really throws people and the adversary off, you know, when we do that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.